Light of the Bhagavat, verse 24. When Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan, all the inhabitants of the forest, both animate and inanimate, were eager to receive him. Krishna saw that the flowers of the forest, all fully blossoming, were weeping in ecstasy, honey flowing down their petals. The waterfalls on the hilly rocks were gladly flowing, and one could hear sweet sounds from the caves nearby. Krishna has multivarious energies, and therefore Krishna and his energies are identical. Among Krishna's various energies, the material energy is one, and it is said in Bhagavad Gita that the material energy is inferior in quality to the spiritual energy. Spiritual energy is superior because without contact with the spiritual energy, the material energy alone cannot produce anything. But the source of all energies is the all-attractive personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This material world is but a combination of matter and spirit. But the spiritual world, which is far, far away from the material sky, is purely spiritual and has no contact with matter. In the spiritual world, everything is spirit, and we have already discussed this. The personality of Godhead, the original source of all energies, is able to convert spirit into matter and matter into spirit, because for Krishna, there is no difference between matter and spirit. Krishna is therefore called Kaivalya. In Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental pastimes, Krishna reciprocates with spirit, not matter. When Krishna is in this mortal world, the material qualities cannot work upon him. An electrician knows how to take work from electricity, and with the help of electricity, the electrician can turn water either into cold or heat. And so, similarly, the personality of Godhead can turn matter into spirit and spirit into matter by his inconceivable power. So, everything is therefore matter and spirit only by the grace of the Almighty. Although there is a difference between matter and spirit for the ordinary living being. Flowers, waterfalls, trees, fruits, hills, caves, birds, beasts, and human beings are nothing but combinations of God's energy. Therefore, when the personality of Godhead appeared before them, they all became spiritually inclined, and by natural affection, they wanted to serve the Almighty in various capacities. There are different stages of spiritual development within matter. In this material world, the spiritual sparks of the personality of Godhead are covered by the material energy in different proportions, and gradually they become spiritualized in various species of life. The human form of life represents the complete development of the senses for spiritual realization of one's original affection for Krishna. And therefore, if despite this opportunity for human life, we are unable to revive our natural affection for Krishna, then we must know that we are wasting our life for nothing. But by the grace of Krishna, however, the spiritual consciousness of every species of life can occupy its proper place, and these species can express their spiritual affection for Krishna in the Shanta Rasa, as displayed by the land, water, hills, trees, fruits and flowers of Vrindavan, during the presence of Lord Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare